In this podcast, I want to talk about something that I have seen so many times over the years of doing work for other companies and running my own business. That one thing would be some jobs are not worth the headaches or hardship to get a job or have a job. It's just not worth. It's best to wash your hands and just pass that job opportunity, rather you working for yourself or you are working for, thinking about working for another company. For some one reason or another, you see that it would just not be worth taking that job, regardless how nice it may look from the outside and how nice pay it may be. It's just not worth the headache to go through to actually get that pay. It's not worth it. I have seen it in my own business, my heating and air business, where a customer will ask, why is it costing $300-some to change out this motor that I see online for only $50 or $60-some? They don't understand. It's not just the motor that they are paying for. It's so many things that is in that $300-some. As working for yourself, you do like, you know, to take a vacation from time to time. You'd like to have some kind of retirement. You would like to have some sick leave days just in case you get, you know, sick. You would love to be able to make enough money so you don't have to work yourself to death, you know, 16, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. You could take a weekend off and be able to spend it with your family. You do have a business license possibility that you got to renew every year. You got insurance you got to pay on your vehicles. You got insurance to pay on your workers. You do have a light bill, not just at your home. You do have responsibilities of bills at your shop or your office, rent, insurance, lights, internet, and so on. And not even mention the maintenance that you have on your vehicles just to be able to get there to fix that fan that needs to be replaced. And we don't even want to mention how much gas it's going to take to put in the vehicle just to be able to get there, the prices nowadays. So when somebody says they can get somebody else to put that motor in for less than what you're charging, I highly suggest you say, okay, call them and then give them a bill for a trip fee and move on. Don't negotiate. Don't try to cut yourself short just to get the job. It's not worth it. You have responsibilities of running your business. And if you start cutting just to get a job, you're going to cut your throat and you're going to come up short somewhere down the line. And more you do it, more you're going to put your business in the ground. And eventually, you're going to have to close doors because you're not making enough to cover all your responsibilities to run your business professionally as it can be. That is why they say, within the first 5 years of a business usually closes, because when they started, they didn't have a business plan. They didn't know exactly what to charge to be adequate enough to cover the expenses it takes to run a business in that location of that type of whatever the business may be. If it's a plumber, if it's a heat and air, or it's a carpenter, or a computer repair, whatever it may be, you got to know what it takes to survive a business in that area that you're opening up the business, so you can figure out how much you need to charge by the hour or per job or whatever setup that you want to use. And don't cut yourself short and try to be nice to get a job for, you know, because that's doing nothing but hurting yourself and hurting the business. And then you're going to have to go get you a 9-to-5 W-2 job. And that's the purpose of opening up your own business, so you wouldn't have to. But if you don't run it right, you're going to have to get the W-2. Just like when I got out of high school, for the first 2 years, I pretty much cut grass during the summer. In the 11th and 12th grade of high school, I was doing that in the summertime as well. I enjoyed going around on my time, on the weekends and sometimes during the week, of cutting grass. So when I graduated, everybody started saying, you know, now you got to go get you a job and be able to buy you a car and be able to start making a living and you know, basically go to school and get a job and get a house, settle down, have kids. You know, that all-American plan. Well, I thought about it, and when I graduated, I went and got jobs, different ones, being a manager, being a driver, things that I just really didn't like after I got them. A desk job. I didn't like sitting behind a desk all day. I was a manager at a food restaurant. I didn't like that either. Always on my feet, never get outside. But most of all, the reason why I didn't like any of them jobs, because I didn't have control of my time. And basically, they told me how much I'm going to make or able to make. And I didn't like that. That was not giving me the freedom that I wanted to come and go as I want, make as much as money I want or as little as I want, what days I wanted to work, what hours I wanted to work. All that was stripped from me of having any of that luxury, and I didn't like it. So I did that for the first 4 years, jumping from different jobs, different cities, different counties. I didn't quite as go as far as going to another state, but I went, a couple hundred miles to see if I can find something, and always come back to the exact same thing. That freedom that was taken from me when I got a job, the capability of the highest that I can go, I had ceiling limitations. Don't matter what kind of job I got, there was limitations of how far up that I can go, and I didn't like that. That's not what I wanted. So that's when I opened up my own heating and air business. I ran my hours, my pay, my days that I wanted, the days I wanted off. When I wanted to go out on a vacation, I went. It's having that freedom, but still be able to make a living at the exact same time. There's nothing like it. When you get that taken away, there, it's just, you're a robot. Just clock in 9 to 5. Do the job, go home, come back the next day, do it again, get your check, pay your bills, and do it all again for another week. However often you get paid, if that's weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or quarterly, whatever it may be, that's not really freedom. Now, some people, they like that. They don't want that responsibility. That's fine and dandy. Then let them have them 9-to-5 jobs. But if you are the kind of person that wants that freedom to come and go as you want and have the luxury of being with your friends and take all that stress away, then don't get a 9-to-5 job, because that's not going to give it to you. It just won't. You're a robot. Clock in, clock out, work until you're 60, 70 years old, and then you don't have no life left to spend the pension or the 401k or whatever when you retire. That's no fun. That's just seems to be the all over goal of expectation of what people think you should do. You know, go to school, public school, go to college and get a degree, buy a house, settle down, work until you're 60, 70 years old, retire, and then you don't have no strength or anything else, basically, or really time left to enjoy life because you've been doing nothing but a robot work. That's no life, at least not for me. It's just got to be totally different. That's why I opened up my own business. And that is why I say sometimes the money isn't worth the headaches to get a job or have a job. It's better to have your own business and have a career. That way you have more freedom. But even if you run your own business, always keep in mind, some jobs are not worth the headaches to get or have. If people try to cut you down on prices, wash your hands and walk away, because that's all they're looking for. They're not looking for the quality, professionalism of your business. They're looking just the cheapest possible way to get a job done. And that's hurting nobody but your company. And if you do it enough, you're going to be closing your doors. Learn to know when to say no, thank you, and move on. I've had it so many times that we always seen them people in school, the bullies, you know, always trying to bully somebody out of their lunch money or something like that. Well, I've seen it where I've seen some of them bullies later on in life standing behind a counter like Subway or McDonald's or something like that, working in their 9-to-5 job. And they recognize me and they say, "Hey, what are you doing? On your lunch break?" I said, "No." "Oh, you got a day off?" "No. I'm just having lunch with friends of mine." And, you know, then I tell them that I run my own business and come and go as I want, work the days I want, go out of town when I want. And when I go out of town, I'm still getting paid. And they're the ones that, you know, are bullying people trying to get money and trying to live the normal, they say, American dream. Get out of high school, get a job, get a home. It's just not working out for them. They realize that's not freedom. Yes, you have to work hard to get it that way, to be able to get that freedom. You have to work hard of saying no. And you have to say no to things that you really don't need in your life. You get the things that you need, not what you want. That comes later in life. Work hard so you can get the things you want without financially hurting you or your business. Don't go buy a 4-bedroom, 2-story house and you hadn't even met anyone to be able to enjoy along with you in that home. Buy or just rent something small just to be able to put a roof over your head. You don't need the most expensive luxury car or the biggest house. You don't need to keep up with the Joneses, you know, as they used to say. You need just to keep up with your finances that you need to be able to get your freedom, and don't matter what anybody else says about it. If your friends kind of joke about the car that you drive, well, they're really not your true friends because they don't understand that. That's why they're laughing or making jokes about your car, because they don't understand what you're doing. They got a 9-to-5 job. That's on them. You enjoy your life.